there's actually two verses in a row here. I just chose this one. And so it's verse 1 and 2. And they just flow into each other. And it's obviously Rajavacha, it's Maharaj Parikshit. And he's continuing his line of inquiry with Shukadev Goswami. But it's reached quite a height now, because he's been inquiring for a long time. Well, a short time, but for us when we read it, it's a very long time. Especially with the length of all the purports. Sometimes you can forget what you're reading in the text, because Prabhupada's so expressive and teaching in all of the purports. So, 9 cantos of Bhagavatam have gone past, and so many inquiries, and so many frames within frames within frames of discussions and stories and histories and lineages of phenomenal people. Every time that Parikshit got a hint of some devotee or bhakta within the great lineage that Shukadev Goswami was speaking about, he would just tell me more about this person. Or tell me more about this, you know, incarnation of Krishna. It's like this. And then he's hearing all these things about the manvantaras, the universe, and how everything's expanding from spiritual to subtle to gross material, and how time works, and what atoms or whatever the language is, and how to meet. So much discussion has gone on. And his hunger is unabated. And now he's got to the dessert. Finally, for those of you with a sweet tooth, you know you're waiting for that moment. That's why everybody in the whole state of Gujarat, they just start with the sweet. So, of course, we have said we should study Bhagavatam systematically through and through. But we should get to the Prayojan. So every time I say Prayojan, I always think of bins and boxes. It's just every day. It's such the showroom. I'm late every day to come to the temple, so I always see him at that moment in the schedule when he's in the showroom doing bins and boxes. That's his Prayojan, the service of Krishna. But the Prayojan is Krishna. It's Krishna in terms of katha. It's Hari katha. Srinvatam svakatha Krishna. We should come to that point of Krishna Katha. Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. This is there any conversation which can compare? You know, we just, with all types of conversations, we simply exhaust the conversation. We reach a point of boredom with one another, and we have to take a break from it. Go away, isn't it? No matter what. So, with any form of where we try to have a sustained material engagement, ultimately, within a short time even, we become somewhat nauseated by the very thing we were eating or tasting or relishing. It gives us nausea, sickness after some time, automatically, isn't it? You hear a great new song by whomever, and you listen to it again, it inspires you. You hear it again, you think it's a great lyric. You hear it again, you think so many things. Then you hear it again, you think, I'm listening to that too much. And then it just, you want to hear, no, I'm not interested to hear that anymore. Everything, it just becomes nausea. You know, you can indulge for some time, isn't it? You wouldn't know that, Sitapa Prabhu, because you've given all these things up. But when we do, you know, I observe people close to me and my family, and they go, you know, oh, I don't like Capital Radio anymore. Oh, I don't like that anymore. It kind of goes through the various phases, whether it starts with Teletubbies, it goes on to the Twinnies, after the Twinnies it goes to Hannah Montana, after Hannah Montana it moves on to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And then it's all just, you know, it's just all, you grow out of it, you become sickened for it, etc., etc. But the conversation for which one feels continuously uplifted, some conversation which feels to be very beneficial to the speaker, the hearer, whatever, is the punya shravana kirtana. You hear it, the things you hear and say. Of the things you hear and say, the Krishna katha is most fulfilling to the heart. And in indulging oneself in Hari katha, then naturally the appetite increases. If saddhyam, one is attentive to, and what will be covered within the text of today, if one is attentive to self-reform, if one is not attentive to self-reform, then the taste could dwindle. It could become even not quite what it was. Before I came to the devotional service, a friend of mine sent me the Krishna book. He went off to become a devotee. He sent me the Krishna book. He said, read this before you go to bed tonight. You'll dream of Krishna. And that will make you lift your heart. That will raise you out of the material world. I began to read all the Leelas of Krishna. And I mean, I was just a bloke at that time, completely in the full sense of the term. And I was reading, my God, you know, how come it's always Krishna, you know? Everybody loves him, all the women love him, all the kids love him, everybody loves him. By the time I got to the Gopi Leela of Krishna, I was like, this is too much. How come he gets all the girls, everything? You know, where do we all figure in this? I was fighting that sentiment within myself. Where do I figure in the picture? You know? And so, something about this thing today that... We'll come on to it, about the cartload of vanity. All the things that a cart, all the inauspicious things that a cart could hold are in an allegorical way, in a metaphorical way, equated with this demon. So the cartload of vanity, you know, if you read the meaning of vanity, it means that you're very... what would you say, pleased with or proud of, or in an unhealthy way, I would say that, in an unhealthy way with your appearance and with the things you do. And as soon as you think of that definition, what verse comes to mind with regards appearance and things that you do? Janma karma. When one is completely... obsessed, has a narcissistic with regards one's own janma and karma, then this is vanity, and this vanity is not helpful, isn't it? It's terrible when you, just in a simple sense, when we enter a conversation with some people, and maybe you're there just listening to the conversation, and somebody's, say, one lady's just had a baby. Someone says, how was the experience for you? And she said, well, you know, it was this, it was that. And then the other person says, oh, I know, when I had that, the person always interrupts, isn't it? When I had my baby, oh my God, it doesn't compare, you know. Really, I mean, it was just, believe me, nothing compares. It just wipes everything else out in the conversation. It just, what value anybody else had or has in life from that very moment is finished. You have to be very careful of that, isn't it? I think all of you who are mentors are that responsible. One thing you always say is, as soon as somebody tells you about the problem, don't start to tell them all about how you experience, you know, your whole monologue begins, or our whole monologue begins, and at the end of the counseling session, we're feeling a lot better. Isn't it? Freud said, the talking cure. The medicines to talk. It is Hari Katha. But the very vanity, the very subject of our absorption and attention, we even begin to nauseate ourselves at a point. But in opposition to that, or at the complete, on the other end of the scale, is the Janma Karma Chame Divyam. The conversation about that Janma, that Karma, which is not of a Alokic svabhav. It's not of this world. Otherwise, why would all the rishis be talking about it? Isn't it? That verse also is there. It's one of our important verses with regards responding to people who try to speak, impress that the Leela of Krishna is a mundane thing. What's that verse? You can help me to remember the first word of it, and if I get it, I'll be on a roll. It's the which one is it? What's the first word? The verse about the sages and sadhus and rishis, they all absorb themselves. Atmaramas chimunayo. Thank you. The one that all the experts. Atmaranas chimunayo near granta apiru krime. Kurvantya hoitiki bhaktir it butam gano hari. That those who are atmaramas, the munis, atmaramas, people who are indifferent to worldly life, who feel no compulsion towards it any longer. It's burnt out. The seed of it's no struggle anymore. The seed of it's burnt out. Near granta apirukrami, it's all that attachment. Near apirukrami. Yeah, they're Niyaganta. They're not of, which is the Krishna, which is the desire, isn't it? That was the great Buddha. He said, this is the big problem for everyone. Everyone's miserable. Isn't there a noble truth, isn't it? What was the first noble truth of the Buddha? Dukkham. That basically life is completely miserable. It is a misery story. And so, the cause of it is Krishna, it's desire, it's the want, the need. Schopenhauer calls this the will to live, I think. I think that's what it is. The will to live, will to power. That was Nietzsche, yeah, will to power. So it was the will, I think it's the will to live. Which meant the very thing that's driving everything is just this will to have, to live to have, just driving everything everywhere. He saw it as just this big force manifest in multifarious forms, just desiring endlessly. And but the whole, when this force was able to come in contact with the very thing of desire, then it became bored with it. Almost instantaneously, and desired more. Endlessly. So this Krishna, the desire for, is burnt out. The very seed of it. Atmanamas chimaneo niagranta apiru krame. Kurvant yahoitiki bhaktir. Iti butam gunohari. Those persons, upon hearing the qualities of Sri Krishna, the qualities of Sri Krishna, the Leela of Sri Krishna, then they turn their attention wholeheartedly to ahoitiki bhakti, devotion performed on a level above life itself, beyond every other consideration other than love itself. Ahoitiki bhakti. So, what was I talking about? The Harikatha. It is what is to be heard and said, which is such an important part of our lives, the hearing and saying. Of all that, then the Harikatha is forever tasteful. And what do we say? It's completely brings auspiciousness to everything and everyone. So here, the Maharaj Parikshit, yeah, he was asking all these questions. And now it's come to the Prayojan of Krishna Leela. That in the ninth canto, isn't he doesn't recite a verse, he says that Nivritta Tasher Upagiyamanad Bhavau Sadashtotra Manobiramat Ka Uttama Sloka Gunana Vadad Pumambirajeta Bina Pashugnat. This is the medicine. This is the medicine. Isn't it? We're all looking for that ultimate medicine to dissolve our kidney stones, gallstones, rectify our liver, you know, give our heart. And we used to take this stuff in India for the brain, you know, because we were doing all memorizing the Bhagavad Gita and all the Shastras. We were always, our whole thing was on our brain. That's another thing that will be mentioned here about this cartload. Because at Nishikant Sanyal, the disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta, famous professor, Nishikant Sanyal, Sambidananda, I think was his name, he wrote about this demon, which Shakatashura, and he said, a cartload of scriptural knowledge. He said, that's suffocating to baby Krishna. Literal knowledge of Shastra, isn't it? You just read all the texts of laws, prescriptions, prohibitions, sit there and be the judge of everybody's life. You become the moral policeman of the movement, correcting everybody like that. This is something that smothers baby Krishna, he says. Very nicely. Mechanical, isn't it? A technocrat of scriptural knowledge. Sankriya Sardipika. The Hari Bhakti Vilas. You know, all the things. Just yesterday I got an email from many very, very upset Brahmins and Hindus because somebody in Northern Ireland, just when they advertised the festival, when they got the people to the festival, they just thrashed Brahminism. They thrashed the worship of multiple gods. I mean, what happened to Trinada Pisani Jaina? And really upset the people. I'm going with a delegation of leading Hindus of Britain today to the Indian embassy to put the concern and letter to the High Commissioner about the River Yamuna in India, that it's completely destroyed. We go there as the third biggest religion of Britain for Yamuna, and at the same time, this person in Ireland is telling everybody none of these things. We don't like all these people. So, the Prayojan, that's the point again, isn't it? The Prayojan is the Krishna Leela, Harikatha, and the Prayojan is also in our service. We have to think of what we're trying to attain at the end of the day. I mean, whatever, it's result oriented. We want to save the River Yamuna. We want to save the River Yamuna. If we want to, you know, when it came to, anyway, if you go on tangents, we want to achieve that. We want to manage that the River Yamuna can flow again in Vrindavan. And that when everybody goes from here to Vrindavan, they don't have to take bath anymore in untreated sewage and factory waste. You know, you go put your parents' ashes in untreated sewage. It's kind of, I mean, shouldn't we do something about that? So the point is that we have to think of what we're trying to achieve as the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, not take our eye off that. And there may be many things between, many compromises, many shifting our position, realigning our relationships, continuously working towards our ultimate objective of our society. So, the Prayojan, I was talking about medicine actually, I think, that the Bhavausarat Shotram Manoviramat. It's a difficult time of year to give class with so many things are going on. The ocean of material self, the people who Navriti Tarshar, those who have become free of this continuous desire, Upagiyamana, they glorify this Harikatha so much. Bhavausadi, the Ausadi, or the medicine for the brain, the technocrat, the cart that's the cartload of scriptural, that was the point, wasn't it? The cartload of scriptural knowledge is also the demon. And Bhavosa that Shotra Manobi Ramat, the medicine for all of this stuff, is the Harikatha. Chotram mano abhiramat. When it's heard, the Harikatha, then abhiramat, it's very pleasing to the heart. It's just very, very nice, very pleasing, very tasteful. And that also comes in time. That comes in time. When Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments on this first verses of this canto, he says initially, he, like Rupa Goswami gives the example of the jaundis, Syat Krishna Nama Charitadi Sita Apya Vidya. When you're afflicted by the bile condition, you can't taste sweet. And therefore you have to keep tasting sweet. That's the cure. And you become free of it. So, the relish, rati, or great taste for Harikatha, that comes in time. It comes in time with, we say, purification of anartha. So, so this is the medicine to take. Harikatha, the disease of the disinterest for Harikatha, and Jai Sri Radha Gokulanda Sitram Lakshman Hanuman. This absence of rati, aratir and vitrishna. The aratir and vitrishna. Aratir means I have no taste for this. Wasn't it Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He says it's all there. It's just plain and simple. It's just so easy. It's just so simple. But what's the last line of that verse? Ihajani nanu ragaha. But in the end, I don't have any interest for it. That's the big problem. The big problem is I have no appetite. This is the thing. When someone's not well, when you start to see they regain some appetite, then you think, oh, recovery is coming. Isn't it? When the baby's born, if the baby doesn't have appetite for milk, it's a tremendous worry. But when the baby, to my friend just had a baby, she said the baby was meant to take 40, whatever it was, of milk. Took 60. I said, takes right after the mother. So great appetite is good, isn't it? It's a sign of good health, appetite. This is the people who are in Bhava Bhakti. Bhava Jatik, yes, Jata Bhavankure. The symptom of someone in Bhava Bhakti, there's so many qualities. Kshantir avyatha kalatvam, viraktir manasunyata. Viraktir manasunyata. Asabanda samutkanta, namaruchi, namagane sadaruchi. That there's always the ruchi, there's always the taste, namagane, the name of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna. Priti tad vasati stale. One's thinking of residence in Vrindavan. Priti tad. There's an absolute delight for it. To go and perhaps sit in the dust in the holy places of Krishna Lila. To sit there amongst all the things. Whether you're in Nandagram, Barsana, Nawat, Radhak, Govardhan, whatever, isn't it? I mean, always when you arrive in India, it's always a bit of a Yes, it is hotter. Yes, there is a lot of dust. Yes, there is the car's not so clean. And yeah, my bare feet on the ground again. We've been wearing shoes and socks all year. And then we just don't seem to worry about it so much after a few days. And then we go out and it's on the bus and we get to the place. And then we see Giriraj Govardhan. And we think, wow, I mean, it's just a hill, but I mean, the beauty. It's just beautiful and it's the rainy season. There's so much grass and so many cows are grazing around here. And there's the peacock over there. And there's the Dandvihari Mandir and there's Dandivartan Kund and you know, and we're on the long stretch to Radha Kund. Isn't it? And we just feel so happy. Pritistad Basatistali. You know, read the writings of Prabodhananda. He's saying, I'd rather crush my legs to pulp with rocks than leave Vrindavan. You read this madness. You read his prayers. They're just the prayers of a mad person. You think, how could you say such things? That's extreme. That is outrageous. But I will not leave Vrindavan. I will not leave Vrindavan. Pritistad Vasati. So, this is the ruchi for these things. Symptomatic. It comes in time. Rupa Goswami said, really, one will never understand anything of bhakti. Bhakti tattva vibodhika. The devotion will be understood only swalpa ruchi. I mean, of all things we may consider might be great eligibilities for devotional life, perhaps high culture and all these fine things. He just says, if you just have a little bit of proclivity toward it, if you have a little taste for it, swalpa ruchi, if you just have a little inclination to the topics, swapalpi ruchi revasyad, bhakti tattva vibodhika, the door to understanding bhakti is opened. Yuktastha kevala naiva. The endless journey of logic, intelligence, you know, all those pills we were taking for our brains in Vrindavan, the little, I forget what they're called, Brahmi tablets. They note that down. You take it. I never noticed anything after years of taking them. Except I was broke. From the Ayurvedic doctor was becoming wealthier and now he's becoming more poverty stricken. So the Aratir, the problem Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified for us, simplified for us, in a very all these wonderful things here, yes, and it's also simple. You imagine him sitting before us, Chaitanya Dev, and just saying to us in the moment, and we know everything that he is, and he says to us in the moment, the problem is I don't have a taste for these things. I mean, we'll be thinking, yeah, the problem is, you don't have a problem. You have a problem, you're dying in separation from Krishna. I know that. You have a very big problem there, that you're dying, you've lost yourself in love and separation from Krishna. I know my problem. I don't even have any interest in the topic you're presenting to me. But if little interest is there, swalpa arati. Here, arati is the problem. And this vitrishna. Arati is the problem, and vitrishna is the problem solver. Vitrishna means, like Buddha said, Krishna is the big problem in material, the interest for material life, the taste for material life, the thirst for material life is the big problem. In the same way, the very thing itself is the solution to all the problems. And it's a symptom of good health. A mad appetite for all. Vitrishna. The Vitrishna comes, the Aratir is resolved by Harikatha. And the Vitrishna, the Ruchi, The love for the topic comes from hearing Harikatha. This is the medicine. There's so many things we could be doing and so many things we do. And we have to because of our lack of taste, our lack of interest. We have to do so many practical things related to our mundane identity on planet Earth in the Hare Krishna movement. I mean, yeah, we say, I am the Das, but I am the Gauri Das, and my service is this, 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 and this. I don't even know who I am in the sense of what my Stai Bhav is. Who am I? What's my Siddharup? What's my Stai Bhav? That's the Prayojan. Now, the Sadhaka route, we're just, it's a material body, it's the material world, and we're performing the archana and doing all the big festival organizations, flexing our muscles around the site, just, you know, getting on with it. I mean, it's ecstatic, isn't it? It's ecstatic. It's all related to a sense of the greater identity, but completely related to my identity as it is. It's internal, but it's leaning towards external. Or is the external leaning towards the internal? So, there are so many things we could be doing. But priority is priority. Isn't it? Covey, he said about priority, wasn't it? Get first things first. It's a great habit. Any busy person, manager, you know, isn't it? You never get to the end of the things you have to do. Especially if you're a grihastha. That list has no end to it. But you have to put the priority things at the top, isn't it? Time management. Put the priorities at the top. Keep the priorities at the top. Do your priority tasks. Then you will, the prayojan will get closer. If you don't do your priority tasks, you might never get to the main thing. Isn't it? I know the book distributors, they sometimes, as we used to say, you know, we're going to distribute books. The most important thing about the service is we're distributing books. I used to come back from book distribution. How many books did you do? I met a lot of nice people. What? I met a lot of nice people today. I mean, none of those people, I've never seen them again in my life, actually, but I met a lot of nice people. How was the book distribution? It was okay. You know? It's the devotion that counts. There are a few books. I managed to do a few. And I didn't even cover the cost of them. There'll be no BBT at that rate. That will be finished. It will be bankrupt. We'll go into liquidation. Because we met a lot of nice people. Anyway, you can form your own views on all of that topic. So, the Vitrishna. Oh yes, the prioritizing. One time I got a good sense of this when I got in the car with, remember Mark, the driver who was here. I got in the car and I just like was about to put the seatbelt on and I thought, wait a minute, I want to read a book. And when I'm sitting here, and I just left the seatbelt, and I turned around, he slammed the brakes on. I almost went through the windscreen. And I thought, you know, first, get your priorities right. When you get in a car, put your seatbelt on. Then get your book. Otherwise, you might never get to the book. Isn't it? You'll never get to read the 10th canto. You'll still be on the first canto. So, this is important. This, Aratir and Vitrishna. Parikshit Maharaj is like, you know, so excited. Yeah, I've heard all the katha of the other avatars. I've heard it. But this is now very special. This Madhurya katha of Krishna. This, it said that the childhood pastimes of Krishna have such potency. I mean, they have such charm. They have such charm that they can raise a heart to prema very quickly. Very quickly they can raise the heart to prema. It may take putting up millions of marquees to raise the heart to prema. But hearing the childhood lila of Krishna raises the heart very quickly to prema. Now that's priority conversation. Isn't it? Priority conversation. So, he's, I wouldn't, biting at the bit's not a good expression, but you know what I mean. I'm not going to, it'd be such a cliched thing to say going for gold, but anyway. Now it's all that stuff, but what a deviation from the topic that was. He's just, you know, fully indulging himself, wants to indulge himself further. And Shukadeva Goswami is finally going through the Leelas. I was reading in the Gopal Champu in a commentary of Jiva Goswami. He was saying he was putting the verses in a different order, or the Leelas in a different order. And he said the real poet will put them in his orders. And I thought, what? I mean, that was Shukadeva Goswami's order. And he said, a real poet and someone who knows these rasa, etc., will put them in the correct order. And then he said, basically he said, the problem with Shukadeva Goswami is that he was so much floating in prema that the order was coming out ulta or not in a systematic way. They were just coming out. I mean, largely systematic, but he mentioned that. So early in the Leela of Krishna comes this Shakatasura, subject of today's class. It's a very small Leela, so I had to do another Leela before that. Shakatasura, he's been a cart demon. Krishna is very small. In 3 months' time, when the moon entered the constellation of Rohini and the baby turned on its side, isn't it? It's a big moment when the baby's like on its back like this all the time. And then finally that baby gets over on the side. This is Uttana. This is now the time for a big ceremony and special bath. And it said in the Krishna Leela, this was the time to go out the house. Now this is quite a thing. Often the ladies come to the temple after a few days and say, I'm fighting fit, I'm fine. They come with their baby straight to the temple. In India, my gosh, if you go out of the house in Braja, before 1 month's up, people will be throwing stones at you to go back in. You believe me, my wife went out on the veranda of our house before 1 month was up, and the Brijavasi was saying, go in! Go in. They're thinking for the health of the child and the recovery of the mother. Because the initial period of recovery of the mother is so important that if she doesn't replenish her energy and recover that time, she might never be the same person again. It's very important. So in Krishna Leela, after 3 months, at the 3 month period when the child was at that stage of development, and obviously the mother was recovering nicely, then comes this ceremony, a beautiful ceremony, and everybody is invited, all the friends, all the neighbors, all the guests, all the Brahmins. They come and they do all the beautiful things. On that day, Yasoda was so busy with everyone in the house, they were all doing the ceremonies. The ceremonies was complete. Krishna was just going off to sleep. She took Krishna in her arms and she went over to one corner of the courtyard where there was a handcart sitting there. Now this handcart had never moved for a very long time. And in the Braja superstition of the people then, they thought this is a very auspicious thing. This cart is a very auspicious cart. It's never moved for a long time. Isn't it? In the village, do you think like all these things? I'm sure it was. I mean, who am I to say anything other than that? So Yasoda went with Kanaya and she lay in the shade of the cart with Krishna. And in some writers, they write that he was in a beautiful cot with white foamy silky sheets and a special perfumed pillow for the day. And he was there. He had black flowing hair and shadowy eyes and beautiful tender soft skin, and with rochan and kumkum tilaks, and his beauty was just mesmerizing. So Yasoda lay down with her baby in the courtyard of their village residence. And as he began to sleep, then she just left there. And I think Jiva Goswami said some small boys were stationed around the cart to take care of the baby now. Be careful, take care of the baby. You see that in India, they give the baby to little children. You're like, oh, no, don't let the... Look at the little kids that are walking around with the babies dangling. It's getting passed amongst the kids. You grow up fast, you know. Get dropped in your head a few times. So it's the village life, isn't it? My God, some of the things you see in the village. But Krishna was laid there. Krishna, well, he rested finally. Because the problem with Krishna was that he always wanted to be picked up. Every time they wouldn't pick him up, he would just let out a wail and he'd cry like it, and they'd pick him up, okay, okay. Then he'd start to become very laughing and enjoying. He likes to be with the devotees, Krishna. It's Narayan that does all the sleeping. Krishna's always awake. He never sleeps. He goes to his bed, he gets up, he goes out with Radha and the gopis. He comes back in the morning, climbs in his bed. He's not a person for sleeping. So, anyway, and it said that when he first lay down there, there was some little coloured cloth tied on the cradle. And he was with his feet. He was, you know how they have the thing on the pram, isn't it? They see babies shake it and they laugh. With his feet, he was touching and enjoying like that. Anyway, finally he began to fall to sleep. And his mother thought, let me now manage all these people in our house, all the musicians. And she went off, she's managing everything. Isn't it meantime, Krishna woke up, and of course, waking up, then he began to cry, and with all the music and all the hubbub that was going on, nobody could hear him. Everybody's all just chatting away and getting on. Yasoda's completely busy with everything, and it's just going on like that. He thought, okay, if you can't hear the crying, you're going to hear this. And then with his little, it said. See, the interesting thing is in the Bhagavatam, it says nothing about the demon. It just talks about the cart, and Krishna kicked it, and the utensils went everywhere. It's in the Brahmanda Purana, it speaks about this demon. And the Garga Samhita, it speaks about this demon. Our Goswamis speak about this demon. They say this demon, he was from the son of Hiranyaksha. And as the son of Hiranyaksha, he went to this Rishi's place, and he was breaking trees and causing a big disturbance. Now, this is the cartload of bad qualities. That's the point of the class. The cartload of bad habits, old and new. He went there, he didn't know how to behave. He was just destroying everything. It's like people come here, maybe vandalize something, break a tree, do something, you know, put your mark on. They throw litter on the ground, flick a fag butt. They don't treat the place properly. This is not good behavior. So the cartload of that as well has been broken. So therefore, this demon upset the Rishi Lomasa Muni so much. And he said, you think I'm an old buddha? You think I'm an old fellow? I can't do anything? You're coming here breaking everything? Well, I'll show you now. You become a ghost, my friend. You're not even going to have a body anymore. You broke all my trees. And at that point, this Utkacha, I think his name was, he left the body and became like a ghostly figure. And then he was like, now what? I can't even break the trees anymore. I can't do the mischief. How am I going to bring attention to myself now? So, then he said, all right, you repentant fellow, you will get kicked by the feet of Krishna and that will do you a lot of good. And so he became related to Kamsa's, and he came in a cart. When he came in a cart, the cart went down like this close to Krishna. It said the Madhurya Rasa of Vrindavan was never compromised, because Krishna's leg never became like Vamandev's leg and went up to the lining of the universe, isn't it? Vamandev said, watch this step, Bali. And his legs became really long, and everybody went, he's got really big legs. He's covering the universe. This is not a boy. This is God himself. Now, things like that, it's not a good idea if they happen in Vrindavan. Because the whole thing is, nobody wants to be reminded of that. You know, don't remind me my baby's God. Don't remind me, you know, my son is God. Don't remind me my friend's God. The game's over. Isn't it? There's one night, I won't give the example. Yeah, that's the simple point. So, it said that the Madhurya remained. His leg never became like Vamandev's leg. He never became hard like the nails of Nrisimhadev. He remained as soft as a flower petal. And thus he manifests in his Leelas. The Aishwarya. But the Aishwarya never compromised the Madhurya. His beautiful little bimba fruit lips showed they're the most powerful lips in the universe when he sucked the life of Putana. His little baby hands, soft as cotton, they showed all the power of the universe when they strangled Chinavarta. And his little legs, and he's only 3 months, showed the power of the universe. They remained small because the demon brought the cart down. And he just kicked it, and the thing went up in the air, and everything went everywhere. Panic broke out. What was that crash? You should have thought, I left my baby, now everybody will be saying things, isn't it? She ran to the place, screaming, caught her child, couldn't figure out the whole situation. Ran back with the child. Thought, now what? Some planet has a bad omens come. How did that happen? Nandamaraj was like to the boys, what happened? What happened here? One of the boys, under pressure and stuttering, was saying, Kanaya kicked it? He's like, what? He said, no. Come on, what happened? Who did this? It went on like this. Then anyway, back to the home, Nandamaraj took the baby Krishna on his lap. And held him very protector, Vatsalya Prem, protector of Krishna. And all the Brahmins then came and did more and more puja and mantras. Also Krishna could be a wealthier person in life. So, the whole idea of or what's drawn, and this is not really, I mean, here's another point. Not until Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I don't think, we hear this metaphors of the demons of Vrindavan. Nobody really has, not unless he's drawn it from another source, but not in the Gaudiya Vaishnava scriptures. We don't read about, there's no metaphors here. There's metaphors in the rainy season of Vrindavan and all that, but not in the Leela itself. So the demon representing this cart load of bad habits and vanity, pride, and this is, Nishikant Sanyal said, the cart load of scriptural knowledge, smothering baby Krishna. These are all broken by Krishna. And the point of the... And I'll finish right on this point, okay? The point here is that it's the exposure. It's this... Yasmin Satkarna Piyushe in the 10th canto, before 9th canto, it says, Yasmin Satkarna Piyushe. When one drinks through the ear, the Yasmin Tirtha Vara... The katha of Krishna, the leela of Krishna, when one drinks it through the ear, that is, one is situated in the highest holy place. That's Tistan Braji. One is situated in the highest Yasmin Tirtha Vare, the verse explains. Just by that little touch, then the karma vasana is destroyed. So the point, the cart is destroyed by Krishna. Don't worry for it. Just, we have to, Srinvatam Svakata Krishnam. We just need to hear and chant and be exposed to the beautiful, charming, Madhurya Leela of Krishna. That's the medicine. There's no better medicine for the heart. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Is there any quick question or comment?